Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The U.S. would indeed...
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
Did you not when you were there?
When we, the CIA, wanted to circulate disinformation on a particular issue, disinformation is not necessarily a lie. It may be a half-truth. And we would pick out a journalist. I would go do the briefing and hope that he would put the information in print.
The Central Intelligence Agency operates under National Security Council Memo 10-2, which says that it can engage in criminal activity, it can overthrow governments, it can control media, as long as it's plausibly deniable. Once these agencies are imbued with this power over speech, and it becomes embedded and mature, the entire administration and ebb and flow of elections comes under its heel.
How many times did I tell you the whole Sandy Hook lawsuit operation was run by the CIA and the FBI, and now it's all admitted?
Gavin O'Glenis is a contracting officer at the CIA. O'Glenis worked for the FBI in 2021 and 2022 in the San Diego office, moved on to Homeland Security where he conducted asylum interviews at the southern border, and now works for the CIA managing multi-million dollar contracts across government agencies and private sector vendors.
He's a contract manager over large contract operations. That's a boss. That's like a mini section chief. Saying all of this and admitting all of this like it's no big deal. He needs to be subpoenaed by Congress. I am planning to launch a lawsuit against the CIA and the FBI. We have to bring all this out. And right as my bankruptcy comes to a close and right as all this stuff's being finalized, it's really God working here that this came out this time.
Alex Jones, you have a right to be a little bit flustered, right? Your feathers should be flustered right now with what that agent, that former CIA guy, or that CIA guy said about you. It's true, America. They're coming after Donald Trump. They're coming after anybody that's a mega movement individual. We got to push back.
We call it a nudge.
A nudge.
A nudge. Sometimes you just got to give them a quick look just to see what happens, right?
And how does that happen?
You put a post out there, or you have some fake profile say something that triggers, that we know is going to trigger them, right? Like, we already know your history.
Like a big influencer that you're after.
You always want the biggest and loudest.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
You are? Are you still after him? Why?
Because he's broke. He got found guilty and had to pay like $100 million.
So what? Why were you after him?
We're not anymore.
Just to get the money from him?
Yeah.
Was that court case used? Was that a CIA?
Sure it was.
That was the agency thing?
Well, actually it was a defamation case. So it's a civil government. But we were looking at all of his followers. It's not our purview. It's a civil matter. Since they got all this access to his stuff and it's there, what can we go find?
And did you find it?
I can't tell you.
Oh, it is. We don't encourage people, but like we just say there's no federal statute being broken. But you do have the option for a civil. For a civil case. It's a pretty good case.
Nice.
In our opinion.
So, that makes so much sense. I have a cousin who's a lawyer. So that's a lot of these cases. They're kind of encouraged by the FBI.
Yeah, like, there's nothing federal law we can do. But civilly, we can go at them that way.
What the establishment engage in is lawfare, where they engage in legal complexity opponents or dissidents in order to drain their resources, whether that's Donald Trump or Alex Jones or ad infinitum. Any truly dissident or dissenting voice may face a series of measures.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live Sunday, April 14th, 2024. Big transmission lined up for you with huge guests tonight. The Middle East on the verge of total war that could envelop the planet in World War III. Almost all top analysts admit this is the most dangerous position in world history. Stay with us.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's Sunday, April 14th, 2024. Maximum alert. The danger of World War III is imminent.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Sirens at the start of almost every show, telling you that real air raid sirens will soon be sounding, and now they are across areas of Europe and the Middle East, and soon in Taiwan. I believe the beginning of World War III has already begun. The question is, will it become full World War III and thermonuclear? Remember, Joe Biden during the campaign said if Trump got reelected, it would be war with Iran, but now it's war with Iran with Joe Biden.
The world has changed because of what Trump has done. And the American people, including independents and some Republicans, know how bad he is, know how much he's misrepresented, know how he's getting close to getting us in a war. I said, as the walls close in on this man, I'm worried he's going to get us to war in Iran. Unfortunately, I may have been right. The fact of the matter is, there's a lot at stake in this election.
Crooked Joe Biden just agreed to pay a $6 billion ransom to the Iranian dictatorship in exchange for hostages. This is yet another Biden surrender and a further blistering humiliation of the United States of America to the world stage. But even worse, this decision will be extremely deadly. Biden is giving $6 billion to the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism. Just as when Obama sent the Iranian regime pallets of cash for hostages in the dark of night, remember, plane loads of cash, Biden's ransom payment will be immediately used to stoke violence, bloodshed, and mayhem throughout the Middle East and all around the world, costing countless innocent lives. It's also guaranteed that the fanatical Iranian regime will use this money to advance their nuclear weapons program, putting Israel, the United States, and the entire world in very grave peril. They are reportedly just weeks away from a nuclear bomb, something which would have never happened under the Trump administration. Tragically, Biden's ransom payments also make it dramatically more likely that even more Americans will be held captive in the future, because Biden has shown that he will pay gargantuan sums of money, meaning the kidnappers turn a massive profit. They're making money hand over fist. In other words, Biden has put a bounty on the head of every American citizen abroad. Under my leadership, we brought home more than 50 hostages from all over the world, and we never paid ransom money to do it. Not at all. We did it with diplomacy, and we did it through strength. And we will do it again when we are reelected as President of the United States, our country is failing. We are a failing nation. We will turn it around and we will make America great again. Thank you.
Trump also predicted during the campaign in 2020 that if Biden was elected, he would trigger war with Iran. We have more of those clips coming up. But Trump has certainly been vindicated in spades. Now, Iran, from my sources, has had nuclear weapons, atomic bombs, at least for 15 years. Now, Israel still denies they've got nuclear weapons. Of course, they've had them since the early 1960s. They have two nuclear powers squaring off. Saudi Arabia's got nukes, but keeps it secret. Pakistan's got a whole giant arsenal. That's not secret. India's got a giant arsenal. China's got a giant arsenal. Russia has the biggest arsenal. The U.S. has the second largest admitted arsenal, probably bigger than Russia's. And France, it just goes on and on. England, the U.K., they've all got nukes. And it's mutually assured destruction. It's a Mexican standoff. If there is a nuclear war, everybody loses. There's no winners except the devil. Billions will die and civilization will collapse if there is a major nuclear war. And almost every analyst, I've got a stack of news right here, agrees that this is going into a major regional war, the situation with Israel and Iran unfolding. And there's a very good chance if that goes into a regional war, Russia and the United States will get involved very, very quickly. Israel has said they're about to hit Iran back. Then Iran will escalate. The United States will hit Iran. Russia has sent missile cruisers with nuclear weapons into the Red Sea. You can see where this is going right now. Now, let's be 100% clear. Trump predicted it. I predicted it. The $6 billion sent to Iran and Hezbollah will be used to fund Hamas and others, and they did use it months after we warned to attack Israel on October 7th. Netanyahu, who's very unpopular, was on the verge of being removed, has now been able to stay in power. And these missile attacks by Iran yesterday, hundreds of drone attacks, hundreds of missile attacks, including ballistic missiles with multiple reentry warheads that defeated a lot of the Israeli and U.S. defenses, those missiles can also carry atomic warheads. So it doesn't matter if Iron Dome shoots it down at 10,000 feet, it still detonates and vaporizes everything around it, including the people on the ground. So we are in the house of war right now, ladies and gentlemen. Now we've got Lindsey Graham and the neocon warhawk Republicans calling to, quote, turn Iran into a parking lot. I don't like the mullahs. I don't like what they're doing. I don't like their Islamic regime. I don't like them exporting Hezbollah en masse into Europe and the United States. But China is backing them. Russia is backing them. And just as Steve Bannon said, and as I said, and as Eric Prince said on that interview just days after October 7th, when I was on with Steve Bannon and Ken Paxton in a roundtable discussion, Israel was walking into a trap. Not so much militarily, but as a PR disaster if they carpet bombed Gaza, which they've now done, and turned the world overall against Israel. So I'm trying to stop nuclear war. And a lot of neocons and leftist warmongers called me a wimp, called me a Hamas Hezbollah sympathizer, that I was against the just what I say is beginning to become genocide in Gaza, just indiscriminate killing of men, women, and children. And then now I'm being called a wimp all over X and everywhere else. I mean, we're talking trending posts with millions of views that I didn't parade around and serenade and praise Iran's attack on Israel. And I see all these accounts, leftist, right-wing, you name it, it's very popular to do so, praising Iran's attack and saying Israel's getting what it deserves. Now, Israel did blow up the Iranian embassy with a bunch of 2,000-pound bombs recently in Syria. Israel has killed Iranian generals on their own soil. Under the rules of war, Iran has a right to respond to that. But Israel also knows Iran has been, now admit, funding Hamas and the October 7th attack that they helped command and quarterback. I told you that October 7th. Everybody said, you got it wrong. It's Hamas, not Hezbollah. No, I know it was under the Hamas banner, but Hezbollah was behind it. Months later, now 4 months ago, it's 6 months since the attack, but 2 months after, in December of last year, the mullahs came out and the head of the Quds forces in Iran admitted they were behind the attack on Israel. So both sides are escalating into full, complete war. The Iranian official military, not just pirates, have been hijacking large container ships in the mouth of the Strait of Hormuz. Clearly, if this continues to escalate, they're going to sink ships in the Suez Canal and in the Strait of Hormuz. If you think gas prices, energy prices are high now, they're going to absolutely explode. So, I didn't support Russia going into Ukraine. I didn't support NATO and Soros and Victoria Nuland and Hillary Clinton on record orchestrating a 10-year program of civil war and attacks on Russians in Ukraine and moving weapons up to the border of Russia to then manipulate Russia into entering that conflict, which they've now won overall. All of this is extremely dangerous. Iran is now escalating and saying that they only gave Israel 1% of their firepower, and that if Israel attacks back, they are going to hit Israel.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Russia, but outpacing China with 1.3 billion people and North Korea, an armed camp. Iran is the second largest supplier after Russia itself of weapons. Now, what do you think Vladimir Putin is giving Iran? Do you think he's giving them grain? No. You think he's giving them baseball bats or toothbrushes or medicine? He's giving them fissile material for bombs. Atomic bombs. Atomic bombs. So Israel now knows they're staring down the barrel of atomic bombs. And Israel, since the mid-60s, has had the big one, overhead shot, please. So let's say a particular kiloton-sized atomic bomb, like was dropped on Hiroshima or Nagasaki, is about the size of a marble in its destructive power. You drop one on Tel Aviv, it detonates at 5,000 feet, destroys the entire city center, knocks down most of the buildings in the city, kills half the population, radiates the rest. A super, on average, is about 100 times more powerful than an atomic bomb. But the reason nuclear war theoreticians said hydrogens really aren't needed is because it doesn't matter. If Tel Aviv is the size of a quarter, and you drop something the size of a marble on it, in detonation size, it's still just going to basically devastate the city. Why would you even drop a hydrogen on Tel Aviv? Because it'll even go outside the borders of Israel and kill people. So it all becomes theoretical when you've got explosions that are much smaller than a powerful hydrogen bomb from atomic bomb. It doesn't matter because an Iranian missile comes in and drops 5 or 6 atomic bombs on Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv is gone, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, then Israel drops hydrogen bombs or thermal nuclear bombs, their actual name, on Iran. Okay, here's Tehran. Drop a hydrogen bomb on it, destroy the whole thing. But you could hit it with one missile coming in and drop 5 atomics on it and do the same thing. That's why the developers of the hydrogen bomb said it shouldn't be used, because what is the point of not just destroying the city, but everything around it, or a military base? So this is mass murder. This is what we're talking about. So it doesn't matter. It's like Iran has a 357 Magnum, and Israel has a 50 cal rifle. Well, if you shoot somebody in the head with a 357 Magnum or a 50 caliber rifle, there's about a 95% chance that the 357 Magnum kills them, whereas there's 100% with a 50 cal if you hit them dead on, pretty much 100%. It doesn't matter. It all becomes academic at that point. I'll put it to you this way. If somebody walked up to you with a foot-long, double-edged, razor-sharp, special operations dagger, and shoved it all the way through your kidneys into your spine and pulled it out and then stabbed you three or four more times, you're going to die. So an atomic bomb is like being stabbed four times with a giant double-edged dagger in your guts. 99% chance you're dead. Now, a hydrogen bomb is like stabbing you 150 times with a double-edged dagger. Doesn't matter, does it? I stab you 150 times in the shoulders, the head, the eyes, the brain, the legs, the groin. Every spot on your body's got a knife wound. Doesn't matter. If I stab you once with a double-edged dagger in the heart, you're going to die. And see, that's the thing about atomic bombs, and that was in the whole nuclear war military tactician debate was, why not just use atomic bombs? That's what Oppenheimer said, to kill the elites or to kill the militaries of an enemy. Then you don't destroy most of the infrastructure, and you don't kill the people for no reason. And they said, well, we got something better. We'll use neutron bombs. And boy, Israel's got them. Russia's got them. The U.S. has them. Everybody's got them. And that's just an atomic or hydrogen bomb jacketed in these particular isotopes that make it not go to its full thermonuclear detonation, but that causes a giant radiation burst that even 50, 100, 200 feet underground, depending on the power, you get hit with a beam of radiation. Everybody does. And you die within minutes or hours, depending on how much you got hit with. You're fried. It's like you spent 20 minutes in the microwave oven. You're gone. You're going to be wishing you're dead for the few minutes you're alive. You're fried. Every cell in your body's bursting. And the globalists, like Bertrand Russell and others, propose, this is public, using neutron bombs to depopulate the earth. Because they don't destroy the cities. They'll destroy the farmland. There's no residual radiation to speak of. There's one radiation burst. So, just extrapolating that out, if Iran hits Israel hard enough, and if the U.S. hits Iran back when they counterstrike, and Russia gets involved, don't be surprised if all the major cities of Iran and their military bases get hit with neutron bombs. And then, it's just suddenly the Iranians are all dead. There'll be a few explosions, a few fires from accidents. But will they say it's the rapture? Oh, everybody just fell over dead. They've been beamed up to heaven. That's probably what the churches will say. No, they're going to be radiated to death in a single second. And depending how close you are to the radiation burst, you'll die instantly, you'll die in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, or you'll die in a day or two. Because depending on the size of the neutron bomb and its burst and how close you are, you could be way far away from it, 15 miles away. You're going to be dead in a couple weeks. Just a little zap of that baby, and it's bye-bye. So if you're getting hit by a neutron bomb, you want to get cooked right away. Because then you're just flopping around in agonizing pain for, 2 minutes. So I hate to have to talk about stuff like this with you today. But that's where we are, because I saw the howls of excitement all over the internet. Israel's so hated now by the majority of people when Hamas attacked. I thought it was terrible. And then I saw the howls of enjoyment from the pro-Israel people when they were carpet bombing innocent men, women, and children. And I thought that was disgusting and horrible. And now I'm seeing the howls of excitement over Iran hitting Israel. And now I've seen all the lip smacking by the other side, both the neocons and warmongers and some people in Israel, their leadership. Oh, we're going to destroy Iran now. And we're all hurtling over the edge of total destruction. Nuclear war is unwinnable for anybody. It needs to stop now. I'm not for the tribal warfare. I'm not for Israel. I'm not for Iran. I'm not for Hamas. I'm not for the Palestinians. I'm not for the Jews. I'm for everybody not dying. I'm for all of you. And people say, oh, that's Jones sitting on the fence. Yeah, what do they say at the end of war games? An interesting game. The only way to win is not to play. Yeah, that's me. I don't want to play thermonuclear war because I've studied it. That's right. I'm the extremist. I'm the bad man. We'll be right back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The bottom line on nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so. As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
They're voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump. But if they vote for Hillary, it's war.
We came, we saw, we died.
With her
think you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not, because she's...
Well, there's a really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
When the president gives the order, it must be followed.
Warned during the campaign 3.5 years ago that if Biden won, there'd be war with Iran. And now Israel has blown up the embassy of the Iranians in Syria, a direct attack on their soil. Iran has struck back. Israel says the next 48 hours getting ready to attack Iran. Iran will then attack back. Then the U.S. will get involved. Then Russia will get involved. Russia sent nuclear cruisers with nuclear missiles into the area. We got Scott Bennett, who's an amazing PhD, U.S. Army Special Operations Officer, former officer and psychological warfare analyst, and he has been all over the world, including the Middle East, you name it. He's just spent a lot of time in Ukraine as well. I'm not going to go over his whole history. People know him well here. You can find his material and his information at globalfreedomtv.com. We'll put that on screen for you, globalfreedomtv.com. Scott, we're less than... We're about 26 hours into this beginning. Serious situation. I know you know the different players well. What is your take on the situation we're facing right now?
Well, Alex, it's good to be with you. I said there were three options I could see the Israelis following after this Iranian counterstrike. And let's always remember the Iranians have sent drones and missiles, not because they like to hear the machines roar through the sky, but because Israel killed their military and diplomatic crew at the Iranian consulate in Syria. So Iran, to save face amongst its people and the Muslim world and in their own religious sense of vengeance and justice and the need for equilibrium and blood, sent this drone missile wave. I think it was hundreds of drones and missiles so far, but it killed no one. So Iran sent this massive wave of drones and missiles and essentially killed no one. It targeted a military base. It didn't target women and children like the Israelis have been doing in Gaza. It didn't target civilian infrastructure like museums or hospitals or schools like the Israelis do. Now, the Iranians targeted military capabilities and military structures and didn't kill anyone, which I found remarkable. So this really was just an image-saving thing. And the Israelis, if they were smart, which they're not, but if they were smart, they would let this settle. They would say this is the end of it. They may make a lot of noise. They've been going to the United Nations. The Israeli ambassador is making all sorts of propagandistic cries.
Well, that's the question. I want you to elaborate. But how does Israel blow up the Iranian embassy and kill two of their top generals and a bunch of their diplomats and then not think Iran's going to respond? And again, I'm not for Iran. I'm just stating a fact. They're starting a fight here. And for me, I want you to answer that, but then go into the rest of your analysis. But for me, the takeaway is with those very sophisticated multi-warhead reentry device ballistic missiles they fired, that was a demonstration that they can load atomic weapons on those. And from my intel, they now have quite the arsenal of working atomic warheads.
Well, Iran has a missile system that is so hyper accurate. I know, I was there. I met the engineers and the war guys and the religious leaders that developed it. And they made it so specifically accurate so that they avoided the shedding of innocent blood, which is another remarkable testament to their goals and desires and outlook. This was a demonstration to Israel that it has the capability, if Iran wanted, to send hundreds more drones and missiles and 1,000 times more devastating that, could strike civilian structures. It could strike, Tel Aviv and
well, that was my question. Is your intel that Iran does have atomic weapons?
No, I haven't received any direct intel on that.
Well, we've been told for 15 years they're weeks away.
Yeah, we have, haven't we, by Netanyahu, who told us in 2003 going to war with Iraq would be a great idea, and on and on and on. He's constantly sold that lie that Iran has nuclear weapons and it wants to blow up the world because it's a sadistic group of maniacs, and it's not in any way, shape, or form. Israel certainly seems to be inhabited by maniacs, and you see them killing women and children.
Well, sure, I bring up Iran and nukes because we know they're sophisticated. And we know Pakistan's had nukes for 30 years. And from my information, Saudi Arabia has a secret arsenal. Israel has a giant one. We know they deny it. And the word I've got is that there's been scans for many years, and they have scanned fissile material, you know, from the air that they, and the output of these factories and the centrifuges, and that Iran has a quite robust atomic system. I'm not saying that's a reason to attack them. I'm saying that's a reason not to.
Well, precisely. But I think the real agenda that we're going to see unfold is Israel going into a narcissistic hysteria and a delusional pride that only Israel and Israelis can generate that is going to lead them down this reckless path of escalation. And I do see the Israelis launching attacks in the United States, Operation Gladio, false flags to try and blame Iran, thinking that we can be fooled, goaded, lured, or tricked into a war against Iran, a military response.
Well, you read my mind. That's my next question. So go back to the other three things I interrupted you on, the three different scenarios of Israeli striking back, what you think the response will be by Iran, and then let's go to the next point you read my mind. We didn't talk when I asked you on the show today, just text message. FBI increasingly concerned about Moscow-style attacks in the U.S., so they're already laying the groundwork that Hezbollah is going to attack or Hamas is going to attack. But then who left the borders wide open? This dog is not going to hunt. So we'll get to that after you finish your points.
Well, we talked about this weeks ago that the FBI, CIA, Mossad were going to be doing terrorist attacks inside the United States and blaming it on Iran. That's been my speculation for a long time. And I do think they're going to do it. And the usual suspects, these criminals like Christopher Wray and the rest of these traitors in Congress, are more than happy to back it because it means a perennial authoritarian police state. The three options I started to list, one would be settlement. Israel lets this settle and it goes away and you can work towards a diplomatic discussion.
And to Biden's credit, he's saying do that. Well, why is Biden being smart?
He is. I mean, that's one thing. Maybe he's been watching your show or our shows or RT or Press TV or all the other people that have been on. Mike Maloof, Giraldi, Senator Dick Black, all of us, Scott Ritter, we've all been saying the same thing. This cannot escalate because Iran will never roll over. And Israel, if it escalates, it's going to open up a Pandora's box. It's never going to be able to close. So the next step is, does it escalate if it doesn't settle? And if it escalates, now you're going to scenario three. As Israel begins to get pounded, is the Houthis step in? Is the Turks step in?
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy TurboForce is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get TurboForce 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
China and Russia and Iran will secure the Persian Gulf. Nothing will go in and out except what they choose, and anyone that tries to interfere will be sunk. I have no doubt Chinese and Russian submarines are already in the Persian Gulf preparing to keep out any Western subs that come in. I could see the Israelis thinking they could slip a sub in there and do a Dolphin-class missile. We know how that works out. The Pentagon's a good example in 9/11. But I could see them trying to do a naval operation against Iran. It will only end badly for Israel.
So for those that don't know, you're talking World War III.
Yeah. I mean, it would develop, Alex. Sadly, I have to say that it develops not because of the hostility, the belligerency, the recklessness, or the stupidity of other people, other nations, other cultures. It's not because of them. It is because of us. It is because not you and I, not the American people. The American people aren't behind any of this. They're not behind killing women and children in Gaza. The hyper-Zionists are, but the hyper-Zionists, both in Israel and the AIPAC, American Israel Political Action Committee, the Zionists like Schumer and like McCall and everyone else, both rhinos and
Democrats.
And
let's be clear, the globalists are the ones dissolving our borders, carbon taxes, cutting up our pipelines. I'm not saying Iran's perfect, China's, you know, got some evil leadership. The point is that
they've not been in offensive posture, but now they're not backing down. For the first time ever, Iran has struck and fired very sophisticated multiple reentry device missiles that are designed to carry atomic weapons. And a clear message to Israel, I don't think you disagree, but nobody else is saying this, that we can hit you with our weapons. This takes it into a whole other ballgame.
It could hit. They could launch another wave of drones 100 times as large as the one that they launched. That's how many missiles and drones they have. They have very hyper-accurate missiles and drones. The Iranian technology is very advanced. And
for those who don't know, they could have the atomic warheads detonated 50,000 feet when no air defenses are even set to take them out, or set to take them out at 20,000, 10,000 feet. Just the EMP event of that will knock out all the power and electrical systems of the defense systems, and then the next wave comes in, and you can't stop them. Then they detonate at 1,000, 2,000 feet. And I think Iran is ready for nuclear war. So is Russia. This is so dangerous.
Well, Russia is never going to let Iran fall, and neither will China. That's what they're gearing up for, is they are now being forced to depend on each other for the livelihood of their own countries. Look at what we've done to Russia. What we've done to Russia since 2014 is a crime against humanity and a war crime, and it's been recognized by every thinking person except the propagandists in London and Germany and France, who are owned by the globalists as well. But the Russian, Chinese, and Iranian position is, and the rest of the BRICS nations, they are gathering and defending and preparing so that they do not go the way of every other nation like Libya that has been completely.
Well, that's right. That's the lesson. The countries that don't have nukes get taken over. The ones that do don't. And so the world has sat back and watched Belgrade and Serbia be destroyed with DU weapons. They've watched Libya. They've watched Iraq. But then they watch Syria stand up and defeat things. And of course, people say Trump stopped ISIS. Now, the truth is the Russians and the Syrians did. And then Trump ordered our military not to back ISIS, Al-Qaeda. And then our own military ignored his orders. That's all come out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's coming out tremendously, too, is the amount of deception that they put against Donald Trump, how much they lied to him and deceived him, both on Ukraine and everything that the deep state was doing in Ukraine. They lied to Trump about General Soleimani, who was not killing troops in Iraq. I know the Israelis often would dress up as Muslims and pretend, but they led Trump down this delusion and they led him full of propaganda to take certain actions that I think he honestly regrets because it has caused nothing but turmoil in the world. And I think Trump recognizes, too, Netanyahu is not his friend. The Israeli Jewish state is not his friend.
Remember, Trump asked for help during the contested election, and Netanyahu wouldn't even return his phone calls. But expanding on that, British special forces were caught in 2006, London Guardian, dressed up as Islamicists attacking U.S. troops. So that really does, that type of false flag really does go on. Pulling back, though, Trump was able to get the Abraham Accords and peace deals, and same thing with North Korea, because finally an American president really reached out through strength, and suddenly we had peace. Why was Trump able to bring all this peace, and suddenly we have all this war?
Trump had a personality of joy, optimism, and natural buoyancy that a businessman has to have to make the sale, to make people like you, to make them like your idea, to attract them to what you're selling. Trump has had that from his earliest days. I remember as an undergraduate reading his book, and I remember Trump was a phenomenon of our culture in many ways. And his brand was effective business, making money, and you know, really living the American dream. So his natural tendency and personality is different than any other American president we've had, except Ronald Reagan is probably the closest thing. So I think Trump's optimism has always led him down a path to what is the opportunity where everybody can benefit? Where is the opportunity where everybody can profit?
He wants to build things instead of destroy things.
That's right. That's right. That's why it's a natural energy and attraction. When he goes into a room with Kim Jong-un or Putin or Xi, or you know, I'd even say the Iranians, if he had the chance. Trump's natural smile and buoyancy would be a very attractive, radiant beacon for these people.
Well, the point is, they don't want to be our enemies. They want to be in business with us.
Yes, yes, that's right. And Trump has been surrounded by so many people that aren't interested in business. They're interested in full domination, American empire, to steal and loot the resources of other nations. Look at John Bolton. Look at Pompeo. Look at Nikki Haley. Look at all of these scumbag psychopaths that surrounded Donald Trump, and he allowed it. So I hope he's learned his lesson never to let him in again. But they were all full of teeth grinding anger and violence, which reflects a deep self dissatisfaction in their own souls. Trump doesn't have that. He's married to a beautiful gal. He's got beautiful children, beautiful grandchildren, and he relishes them. He rejoices them, and he loves the country, and he rejoices in the country.
So he's an optimist. And they're not. That's how he was able to sell the North Korean dictator and the rest of it. In closing, Scott Bennett, join us again this week as this develops. I think we both agree, we said it earlier, Israel is going to strike. Will they be smart and just do it for face saving because Iran says, hey, we're even now? Or how big could this attack be? And then the U.S. says if the attack's big on Israel, they're going to come in. Russia has sent missile cruisers with nuclear weapons into the area with hypersonic missiles. What does that signify?
It signifies we have all the instruments in the background, and we are prepared to turn them on and play if need be, but we'd rather just kind of be quiet about it all. And I think that's Iran's posture. Israel, if it has any intelligence, may do some sort of symbolic action, which Iran would then go, huh, yeah, that's their best attempt. We're not even going to respond to their response. Yeah, they blew up a building, but that's the hateful lunatic Zionists. Look at what they're doing in Gaza. We're not going to respond to that. So whatever Israel does, there's a chance Iran just kind of sloughs it off and ignores it. And that way it doesn't inflate. Again, Israel is like a tantrum child that cannot not get the last hit in. And Iran's not like that. They compartmentalize. There's a totally different culture and mindset. So I don't think this is going to go any further. But if it does, if Israel is so reckless and suicidal and stupid as to launch a major attack against Iran, it'll only react in Russia stepping, closing ranks, giving Iran whatever it needs quietly, China doing the same thing quietly, and Iran will then do another counterstrike, only this time it may be 100 times worse, and then say, if you keep this going, we'll hit you 1,000 times worse. And we haven't even brought in what Turkey and Hezbollah and the other groups in that area could do. If they see Iraq, if they see Israel attacking Iran, you know, in this new war kind of thing, they will join in and start taking sniper shots. And then
does Turkey have nuclear weapons?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nuclear. Turkey does. Yeah. Turkey is the largest army in the area.
Well, I mean, I knew the answer. I just want listeners to understand. Israel's got nuclear weapons, too. This is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's reckless and destructive for Israel. That's why a lot of Jews are leaving. They're pulling out. And again, the difference.
Scott Bennett, stay there. We're going to start the next hour. Robert Barnes is coming up. Got a bunch of the news to do. I'm going to give you the floor for 5 minutes because we've done a great back and forth, but I've kind of dominated the questions. I want to give you 5 minutes to host when we come back to just get anything else out you want for people. And we'll talk to you again soon. We'll also tell folks how to find you. Scott Bennett is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Hour number two, straight ahead. Stay with us. There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown.
But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.